Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Higher Dimensions. I'm your hostess, Phyllis Pricer, and I'm here with you for the next hour or so. And I am so glad that you've decided to tune in on this lovely holiday weekend. It's been a really nice day so far, nice and warm. We're going to get rain later on here in the Washington, D.C. area. But otherwise, it's a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. And I am so glad to be able to come to you. I don't have a guest this weekend, but we will have a lovely guest next weekend, young Miss Annette, who is an absolutely wonderful psychic and just a wonderful all-around person. So I am looking forward to having her. A lot of people seem to want to be on vacation this weekend, so nobody was willing to come and sit by the phone and talk with you and me and get things going. So I will again do readings this weekend. I'll go do past lives. You're certainly welcome to call in. I'd love you to call in if you've got some things to share, if things have happened or you've had an interesting occurrences. Please feel free to share them with us. I am absolutely fascinated with hearing about things that have happened to people, miracles. I think I've told you before that I've been reading a book on numbers and numerology and approaching from the scientific standpoint how and if certain numbers that we see that are repeated over and over again have meaning, or do we just assign them meaning? Are they random because they fit in with a natural normal pattern, or are they due to significant events or to call our attention to the spiritual? And it's when I'm finished reading the book, I am going to ask the author or authors to come on board and talk to me about it. I find it absolutely fascinating. Basically, I'm fascinated I can even read this, because normally I just dislike math and numbers so much that, you know, I usually pick up my skirts and run like the devil in the opposite direction. It's just not my thing. And as much as I would love to be a mathematician and have figures make sense to me and do algebra and geometry and all that, believe me, it's a totally different world from my perspective. The good thing is that in spite of all of that, the wonderful knowledge that we gain is that when we use the right side of our brain, we are using about 325 to 350,000. That's 325 to 350,000 bytes of information per second. Whereas with the right brain, we can only absorb about 7 to 9 bytes of information a second. So using the right brain is so much more efficient and much more, I feel, appropriate. And it's something that I try to do all the time. You have to be half in your mind to do all of this. And it's when you can use left and right brain both that you can come up with greater awareness. And part of what we want to talk about today is the greater awareness that we have in this coming world order and change of things. And I will have to say that the laws haven't changed over the millennia. You know, it's not something that has just come about. I think it's just that humankind has gone through an evolutionary cycle where we are at last going back to tune into, I sincerely hope, the wonderful, wonderful informational gifts that we used to be able to tune into years upon years upon years ago. But going back to numbers, I know that if you see 111, 1111, many people ascribe that as God's number. I personally find 44, 44, extremely important. Do you know that I almost every day see multiples of fours? And I guess that's because I requested that to know that the angels are working with me and on my side. I went through a lot of heartache and angst and sorrow and I don't know what all. And I asked the angels if they would just let me see multiple fours every day. in twos or threes or fours, a combination of all, at least three times a day. And pretty much, without exception, I would say that every day for the past 5 or 6 years, perhaps, maybe a little longer, I have seen multiples of fours every single day. Now, it can come in telephone numbers. It could be phone numbers that I've given for businesses, addresses. I've seen them in addresses. I've seen them coming in as phone numbers on the TV or on trucks driving by or on buildings. I have seen numbers and phone numbers on advertisements on buildings. I've seen addresses, the license plates, anything. The costs of an item. The cost of an item. Right? Yes. You know, where a bill may run up to $4.44 or something of that nature. So, you know, every day I get absolutely tickled pink when I see 444 because, for me, that is the number of the angels that I have letting me know they are there and they haven't left me behind, even though sometimes I feel as though I've been left behind and, you know, things are not working out and I feel very down and depressed. Always to see that number lifts my spirits immediately. By the way, I've also had that number show up in my bank account or what have you. It's been just absolutely fascinating to me to see how often certain numbers will repeat themselves, and I have a tendency to ask. I have to say that the probable statistical probability of that is probably slim and none, that you would have it so consistently so many days over so many years. I don't care how many times you do the numbers. Something has to be different there. Something has to be strange and working for us. And but I am reading more about numbers, and I find it fascinating. Maybe numbers are for those who are truly grown up, and I was not really grown up when I was younger. I also noticed that I have found out that I have a form of dyslexia, which would make it difficult for me to see numbers correctly, which, if you don't see the numbers correctly and in the proper order, would make it pretty hard for you to do equations and mathematical formula. So, you know, I have an excuse. It works for me. I'm going to stick with it. And these things were not noticed or really thought about when I was growing up. It was just that you were too damn lazy to do your work. And that's not right. That's not right. It's not true. Many people had this probable cause of our disability, if you want to call that, or genetic distortion. That's another way of putting it. And so they just couldn't see the proper numbers. And it was a shame because some really good minds were laid waste by the lack of understanding of the true nature of this issue. So now it's good. I know the number three is very significant in my life. Threes are very important in life. They supposedly represent the Trinity, represent body, mind, and spirit, young, middle-aged, and old, or infant, youth, and ancient one. Many things come in threes, so it's an interesting concept to follow through and think about that. A lot of other things have a tendency to come. I also find that sevens are a fascinating number for me. Now, I'm not sure where I found this, but sevens were supposed to be or are supposed to be the sign of the initiate for reasons that I personally don't know. And if anybody out there is, quite frankly, someone who has the ability to understand numbers and would like to call in and share their information and knowledge, as I deem it, you know, an honor, because I just don't have that expertise to probably give you. So if you know of it, why, that's fine. I know 222 is supposed to be a number that allows you to say that the change that you want in your life is about ready to occur. 333, that's a master number. And again, as I said, it's a number that refers to a myriad of things that come in threes. Fours, of course, were the angels. Fives indicate change coming and expected change. Sixes are part of duality, part of learning, reasoning, growing. It is not the sign of the beast, as many people thought. It is a sign, rather, that it is something that has more to do with learning. Sevens, the initiate. Eights, this is a sign of money, abundance, prosperity. It's also, when it's laid on its side, the number eight, looks like the sign for infinity or a loop, a continuous loop, which is also fascinating. But it is a nine, and many, many Orientals, I understand, are fascinated with that number and want to live in a house or have a place where that has the number eight or series of eights in it. I just find that absolutely fascinating. Nines are numbers of ending of a cycle, I think. I think that's what that is, the ending of a cycle, because then you go back to 10, which is the perfect number and the number of infinity, and then you go back to 1, which is the number of God and the Godhead. So those are the things that I understand the numbers to mean. For me, as that's a very simple one, but it's a one that at least I can try and remember from time to time as I move through life, because I'm learning so many things recently that, to be honest with you, it's beginning to get a foggy in my mind, and I'm hoping that that's not a sign, and I know it's not a sign of getting older. It's just a sign that I'm getting better and putting more information in, and that's what I'm going to stick with. The lives that we have that are so fascinating to me, sometimes when we start learning about past lives, we learn about our mundane lives first. The reason for that is we don't want to scare ourselves. A higher self allows us to learn information as we can grow and accept it. Some people are aware from childhood that they have lived former lifetimes. Some people dream about a past lifetime. Some people suddenly have what's called a deja vu feeling. I've been here before, I've done that, I know these people, or I know this person. Some come across a place that they have traveled to that's very familiar. And it's absolutely fascinating to me how we do awaken ourselves to a higher or another plane of existence. I think it's very difficult when we start learning things that are different from what we've been taught in our normal lifetime here, our world of duality, as it were. It's a little difficult, I think, because we are taught so carefully that this is the way it is, this is the way it's always been, and you don't go outside of the box. You certainly don't express an interest. You don't try to be different. In teenage years, it's all about how can you be as much like your friends as possible. And conformity is very important, and I'm sure there's a growth reason for that. And so it makes it kind of difficult as we grow to pull away from that. We all want to be in a comfort zone where we are different from others. But, you know, in order to grow, it's important to be different. If we are all exactly alike, we will never grow and expand. We will always remain the same. And this leads for a very, very dull life and one not filled with joy and happiness. I have been aware of my past lives, I guess, for more than 40 years now, 40, 50 years. I used to know things, and then I'd have to backtrack because I'd say things and I'd be told, you couldn't possibly know that, you have to be wrong, and that later on I was proved right. And I would be familiar with places and people that, you know, nobody could explain, and so my parents just thought I was a little strange, and that's okay. Being a little strange is not too bad. It's being really downright weird that's a little shaky. But I've always had a lot of interesting contacts with other people in my life, some of whom are in my life now. They've come into this latter portion of my life. And we are forming together to create a, or to complete a mission that we have agreed to do. And it's fascinating because it is such a different concept. One tends to think of a mission as something one picks up early on in life and then has many years to complete. It's not been that way in my life. I am finding that I was made aware of a mission in my life about 20 years ago, and I've been working towards it. Occasionally, I've alluded to it when I've been on the show about working towards a training program for nursing assistants. And I am meeting people in my life who 20 years ago were not even a distant bell ringing, let alone a glimmer in my life, that are in a position now to help me get this program up and running and started. And it looks like it's going to be taking place within the next 60 to 90 days, which is absolutely wonderful. I've gone gray waiting for this opportunity to present itself, but as everybody says, hey, better late than never. And I am fascinated at the different walks of life and the different people I have met who have helped me along the way to come to this place. This mission is an absolute interesting phenomena for me because I didn't think it was going to take place in this lifetime. I thought it was in the beginning, and then things turn around, and I didn't think it was. And the growth, the difference, the coming together in synchronicity is fascinating. Everybody has a mission in life. Everybody can be made aware of what their mission in life is if they will just ask their higher selves to help you to understand, to come into an awareness of what your mission is. And sometimes it takes a while to get the answer, and it's very, very frustrating. That much I can tell you with great authority and confidence. It is very frustrating at times to try and figure out what it is that your mission is supposed to be, because you can have more than one mission. You can, and a mission can be age appropriate. It can be an overall life's mission. It can be something that you had an opportunity to pick up or not pick up as you moved along in life. So it's a very fluid situation when you talk about missions. And I'm not quite sure if I have a lot of answers or not. I'd like to think I have some answers on this. But I do find that if you can wait and find out what your mission is, I think that you can have a greater sense of purpose about your later years in life. And I mean by that by being over 40, 30 or 40, or 40, let's say 40, because you may be in a position when you're younger that you are simply going through and gaining the experience and the wisdom and knowledge that you need to take you to that place where you can indeed begin your true mission, your true purpose here on Earth. Again, if anybody wants to get a past life reading or they want to call in for talking about this, please feel free to do so. I'm willing to talk to you today about it and share with you and answer any questions that you might have. It's highly important for us to consider doing things for ourselves and for others, and learning about your mission, I think, is one of the most important things that you can do in life. It's very important to want to know what you can do and accomplish, because that means you have less to do later on. And I'm, being of a lazy nature, would like to have less to do in another lifetime if I can possibly do that. I would like to have a lifetime where I can sit on my bonvitas and just skid through life, and or slide through life, rather, and just enjoy myself. Or maybe it would be more important to get something else done. But we can have lifetimes where we can have fun, where we can indeed just rest and not have to work so hard in life. And I'm all for being a little lazy when it's appropriate. part of the missions that we have may be very, very simple. They may be learning just to be kind to our neighbors. Even more elementary, how about learning to be kind to yourself? There are so many people that I see today who are very aware of work, bending over backwards to be kind to other people. But when it comes to being gentle, kind to themselves, it's like there is no quarter shown, there is no mercy shown. There's a lot of judgment of self. There's a lot of self-castigation, a lot of condemnation, which I think is so sad, and a lot of impatience, and a misunderstanding of what loving oneself is. Loving oneself is not selfishness as we know it. It's not keeping or hoarding or taking away from somebody else or refusing to share something. The selfishness I'm talking about is loving yourself enough to say, this would be good for my body. It's being kind to yourself by feeding the body what it truly wants instead of, quote-unquote, I'm trying to think of the word, and I can't think of it. That means I'm so deep in my brain, I'm not getting it. Humbling the flesh, in other words, and that means denying food or starving yourself or doing something like that. That's not what the body needs. The body needs to know that you love it, that you will take care of it, and that you support it. It means learning to find out where your weaknesses are, to find the origins of those weaknesses, and to allow yourself to release those origins and allow your body to grow strong. It is talking to your body the way you might a plant or another human being, and telling your body how much you love it, how much you care for it, how much you honor it, and look forward to feeding it and respecting it so that it can continue supporting you and giving you the structure you need to live in this lifetime. I know that sounds strange to some people, to others it may not, but truly your body needs to know that it is loved. It needs to know that it is honored. It needs to know that you are going to be in support of it. And that's being selfish in that you are looking to the self to provide you with the best body you can have to do the thing you want to do. Everybody needs a support system, and you are an integral support system of me, myself, and I, as I like to call it. And that integral support system really needs to be acknowledged and loved and honored. And too many of us tend to forget that. And we go on. I know I am as guilty as the next person by sometimes not honoring, not eating properly, not doing what I'm supposed to do when I'm supposed to do it, pushing the envelope, saying that, oh, hey, wait, here it again. Here I can indeed ignore my body and get away with it. Well, as I get older, it's getting harder and harder to lie to myself, because that's what we do when we do that. It's getting harder to lie because my body is not responding as it used to. Before, I could just say, okay, straighten up, fly right, we're okay. And immediately there would come a response. As I get older, the response is slowing down, and it isn't bouncing back. It's not doing its thing the way I want it to, and I am definitely not a happy camper about that situation. But I have only myself to blame. Now I have to honor the body and love it and take care of it and promise it to take care of it and share it and give it more rest than I have before. It's amazing how much rest I have to give my body these days. I would have rather not have come to this point, because I was used to going 12 and 14 hours a day, 16 hours a day, and now I do need to stop and take a rest and allow my body to recuperate during the day. And this is okay, because I like the slower pace as well. It gives me more time for reflection. Again, please feel free to call in to get a reading or past life regression. And that number is 888 888-876-9146. That's 888-876-9146 or 888-815-9756. For those who don't have a number, there it is. The other situations that we're going to be talking about that I have also run into this day is a lot of different energies are now, again, and I've spoken before about energies, are now coming into play. And they are really kind of difficult to, for me anyway, to get a hold of, to assess, and to work with. In some instances, things are becoming more and more easy. But in other instances, it's becoming more and more difficult for me to work with these energies because they are new and they're powerful. And sometimes when I am thinking about something and wanting things to move forward, it's as though, well, it's just as though I no sooner think it than all of a sudden it's there. So I am not sure whether it's there and I'm picking it up psychically and it's manifesting because I am just being telepathic, or I'm creating it. So getting used to these new energies is making it an interesting concept for me. Yes, good afternoon. May I help you?
Hello, Phyllis. This is Rosemary. And I'm
Rose?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. And you are?
This is Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary. I'm so glad you called. Where are you from, darling?
I'm from the Chicago area, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, how wonderful. Windy City. I hope you're having a beautiful day out there today.
It is why we live in the Midwest.
Oh, it is. Okay, it's one of those days that are glorious. Okay, gotcha.
Absolutely.
Well, happy holiday to you. How may
Thank
I serve you.
You
this afternoon, Miss Rosemary?
You had said about a past life reading.
Sure.
If you have the time.
Sure. What in particular? Have you had any past life readings before? Yes?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I kind of knew that, but I just
wanted to
know.
I'm one of those kids that when I was 9, I looked up at the belt of Orion and I asked my current parents to help me get home.
Good for you. You knew. And what was the response besides a chuckle?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Hello?
I knew back then. I've
you
always
knew back
known.
Then, okay. And did your family think that was funny?
They never knew what to do with the swan who was in their midst.
Ah, okay.
You know, it was like they'd do something, I'd step back, I'd look at it, and I'd say, you need to fix it that way.
Right. And
they would
they
say, no,
after
I'd say,
a while?
Okay.
Isn't that wonderful? You brought a lot of energy in with you. What specifically about a past life do you want to know, darling? Just in general or anything specific?
Basically, I have memories of a past life where I would just bow my head in prayer and everything that was needed would be manifested. And it's not a dream, it's a reality.
Right, that is correct. Okay. That was in a lifetime. Well, I'm seeing three lifetimes. They're just each one is crowding in on me, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to try and sort them out. Give me a second. Okay, I am getting a lifetime where you knew the Christ. You were during that period of time. Does that surprise you?
Yes, I did. I remember.
You do remember that lifetime? Yes?
That was a lifetime.
Okay. You had a lifetime in the household of the Christ, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
I almost want to say you were a member of the household.
Yes.
Okay, so you were one of those who was blessed by the Master because you were living in that family environment and setting. And so that was not unusual in at that time because anything that was needed was asked for and given. not only because of Christ, but because of Mary and the other holy people who lived in that period and in that family unit. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am also going back to another lifetime before that, ma'am. And that lifetime is one of many thousands of years ago. Mm-hmm. This is a lifetime on this earth where it was not so much prayer as expectation that whatever you asked for, you would receive. It was a quite a simple, it was just quite simple. How about that? When you wanted something, when you thought about something, it was there for you, period, end of sentence. Okay?
Mm-hmm. That's
exactly what it was. And are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, good. Because now you're even clearer than before. when you asked for it, it was when there were more spiritual beings on this earth. Okay? We're even talking pre-Atlantis.
Oh, yes.
Pre-Atlantean period. And again, mm-hmm. you were one of the original star seeds to come on this earth plane to help colonize this earth. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. What is it? Can I tell you about past lifetimes that you don't already know?
Well, you know, like it says in the Christian Bible, you take all these things and you ponder them in your heart.
Right.
But then your ego comes in and says, well, aren't you the Miss So-and-so?
Uh-huh. Okay, gotcha. I understand. All right. You're looking for confirmation in a sense. I was going to say, you already have this knowledge available to you. And yes, okay, and I will tell you another little secret. When you can stand back and say, well, don't you think you're in the cat's pajamas? Don't you think you are the smart, bright, and brilliant person? When you can stand back and say that to yourself, you realize that you are not being an egotist. You are not building up a dream factor. You are not you're not having a bloated ego. That much I can tell you, all right, dear? So
no,
in that manifestation and that portion of your life, I can say this. What you are remembering is very real, and what are you doing to bring about a greater manifestation of life as you see it now? That ability that you had then, my dear, is still within your grasp. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'd like to see you work with it. Because what has been earned in one lifetime is still available now.
Mm.
You know the way, and I hope that you will meditate on it if you haven't. I hope you will write it on some words on a pillow, and on a piece of paper, stick it on your pillow at night.
Okay.
I want you to do that. I want you to remember how to do that because, you see, in the day now, it's important that you're remembering this because now is the time to remember. Now is the time when remembering
mm-hmm.
our gifts that we can serve others is of vital importance. It is why you are being allowed to have that veil lifted. It is why you came on this earth plane. This time around, this is part of your mission, to teach people how to ask for and manifest what they would like, because it is a natural gift, and it's one we should have. We've had it from the beginning. We've just simply misused it, abused it, and forgot it, because the veil of remembrance, let us put it that way, was drawn over our minds so that we could not continue to use it and abuse it in a way which was not it was not intended. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does, and it explains why I would do certain things of renunciation, saying I renounce the limitations, I renounce them completely and totally, for they are limitations to my service, and therefore I claim that which I am in all of its ability.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You are remembering your mission on this earth plane to serve others in a way mm-hmm. that is healthy and holy and whole, W-H-O-L-E, okay?
Okay.
And it is your mission to help teach people to remember what they have forgotten and to help bring about abundance in the lives of others.
Cool.
Big mission, lady.
Well, those of us who who are the star seeds and do remember, there's nothing that God cannot do, so you might as well do it.
Well, remember also you are God.
Yes. And so
okay.
is everyone else.
That's why you can do it.
Yep.
We are all God. That is what we have forgotten. That's what the veil of memory was pulled down over us, because as gods, we abuse the privilege in this particular milieu, and so we had to have it withdrawn so we didn't hurt ourselves further or others further. We had to stop that. So now we have been given permission through earning and remembering and relearning what it is that we're supposed to do, and here we is. Shiny and bright as a new penny, we hope. And I am so excited because I am so happy to meet somebody else on their mission in life, my dear.
Thank you.
You are going to be doing
a
great
message for you.
What a beautiful name.
Thank
I love the name. You suit the name very nicely.
Any
other questions?
I have a question and I have a message for you.
You do.
And it is a statement or an affirmation that may be of some assistance possibly for you.
Absolutely. Please.
And
it
is from the light of God, the light
okay.
of Christ.
From the light of God.
The light of Christ. I command
that
the cells of my body.
The cells of my body.
Sing a new song.
Sing a new song. How do you know I love to sing?
So does every cell in your body.
I love singing. You know, I get lifted into another world when I sing, which is why I sing at the church
mm-hmm.
on Sundays. When I
mm-hmm.
sing, my whole soul just reverberates, and I just, mm-hmm. I almost leave my body. I love it so much. Thank you.
Yeah,
is that the end of it?
Nope.
That is easy.
Sing a new song of wholeness.
Sing a new song of wholeness.
And regeneration.
That's it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I claim
beautiful.
My gift.
I yeah. will say that. I will include it in my meditation and share it with my meditation group, if I may.
Okay.
Good afternoon. May I help you?
All right. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome, dear. Bye-bye. Yes, is there someone else on the line
hi.
That I may help?
Yes, hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Pam.
Pam, welcome.
Yes.
And where are you from, ma'am?
New York.
New York, how wonderful. Upstate New York or New York City?
Upstate.
Upstate. Oh, I like it up there. It's beautiful. I
yes,
love
it is.
Buffalo and Syracuse and that area. Lovely,
yeah.
lovely. How can I serve you today?
Well, I was just starting to listen, and it was like, oh, okay. So I've done some past life regressions, and I really
okay.
enjoy them. And I'm just
okay.
wondering if there's anything you can share with me about the current state of affairs or what kind of influences are happening for me now that
your current affairs? And are we
yeah, that are affected
personal?
By past life
unresolved. Oh, your relationships, personal relationships?
Sure.
I think my feeling is you already know there is something involved, but you can't, you're not quite sure why. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And more than likely, my feeling is that if you could possibly walk away, you would, but there's something saying, no, not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, okay. Yeah, there is. I would not go around beating myself with a wet brush on this one, however. Part of it is to learn to look at yourself more closely and examine your motives more closely. Does that make sense to you?
Sure.
Okay. The reason is that this person that you have now, you feel has a different agenda than you, and you are absolutely right. There is a different agenda, but it's intriguing on the other hand. And also, there's this feeling that you need to let him play it out. But this was an agreement that the two of you had to help him to grow, to help this person grow. And so you agreed to, I want to say, hang out for a little while in this relationship to give this other person an opportunity to grow. And I don't think they're going to do it. but you agreed to give them the opportunity, and that's what you're doing. You're providing, in the words of vernacular, I would have said one time, you're giving him enough rope to hang himself. Does that make sense?
Aww.
Does it?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm just...
Okay. Allow yourself to... this person needs a lesson to learn, and you agreed to be a participant in that lesson. That does not mean that you make yourself a scapegoat, or you don't make yourself unhappy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can hold your own in this relationship. In other words, it's not one where you really need to be suffering any.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's not going to end out as wonderfully as it could, because this person, they could surprise you and change, but at this point, they're not.
That's what we just had our anniversary yesterday.
I see, and I see, okay. And it was not as satisfying as you would have liked.
No. No, I don't really feel like celebrating.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, this is my feeling, is that you are in it to help him more than he is to help you. And it's an old debt, and it's one that you can repay without going through a lot of suffering. So, you know, hang in for a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Give him understanding. But just when things get to be really too much of a trip for you, you just gently extricate yourself. It didn't work. He will have learned what he needed to learn. He'll get the further lesson later on with someone else.
All right.
But don't be discouraged, because there are more relationships coming.
Oh, I know. I've just been with him a long time.
Well, sometimes, you know, change is good.
Mm-hmm.
You've both learned, okay?
Yeah.
No relationship is a one-way street, but you have learned a little bit more of compassion and understanding than you might have had years ago.
Yeah.
And for you, this is a good thing. Okay?
Okay.
All right, dear. Anything else?
Well, I was just wondering, I've been trying to move to North Carolina. And I was wondering if there's anything that you can see that's holding me up, or...
Well, one of the reasons about not moving to North Carolina is you've had this relationship, you see, and that will not follow you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So until it's over with, you're not going to be going anywhere. Uh-huh.
Oh,
the other thing is, you're one of several people that I have run into lately. I don't know what it is, if North Carolina is advertising a great deal more than usual or what, but you're about the fifth or sixth person I've heard who is contemplating moving to North Carolina. It's going to be so crowded with people, you're going to want to move back to New York, for heaven's sakes.
Well, I have my daughter. My daughter's down there.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, and my
have her move up here.
She already left. There's not much work up here for many people.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not very good down there either. You want to scope that out. You want to take trips down there, please, first, and visit carefully before you make a step, because I think that is going to be a place that is going to be a difficult place to live in for a while, okay?
Oh.
Financially.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That's what I'm thinking. That's kind of what I'm feeling. Bouncing around at this time, I'm getting kind of let's hang in there, hang in tight. Does that make sense? And let's see how it happens 12 months, 18 months from now.
Oh,
things should be much better shape by then. Does that make sense?
Wow, that's a long time to hang in.
yeah, you might. But as I said, You're going to have to really cut ties with where you are now before you're ready to move ahead.
Oh. Because
you're going to have lingering doubts otherwise, and you don't need to walk somewhere else and then have doubts of woulda, coulda, shouldas.
Oh.
Type of thing, okay?
Yep.
You don't want to have that happen to you.
All righty.
All right. Blessings, my dear.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
Have a great day. Enjoy your
you
weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Caller calling. It is such a relief, I was going to say.
Hi.
Okay. Yes, hello.
Hi, Phyllis?
Yes.
Hi. How do I...
Who's this?
How do I open up more spiritually?
Who are you first, sir?
My name's Everett, and I'm calling
Everett,
from Winnipeg.
I'm so pleased to meet you, Everett. Where are you from?
Winnipeg, Canada.
Oh, how marvelous, a Canadian. How lovely. Your first one today. Okay, you want to know how to open up what in particular? What would you like to know?
In particular to help, just open up more psychically to be more in tuned.
More in tune and intuitive? Okay.
Yes.
First of all, there are any number of real practical exercises that you can do. This is just from a left brain exercise, because what I find with many people is your left brain starts interfering with your right brain, because you start thinking, did I imagine that? Was it real? And then you start having this whole questioning thing, and the next thing you know, you're back where you started. So my first suggestion is just to become aware of where you are when you drive every day. Okay, if you're going to work or you have a particular routine, you walk, you jog, whatever it is that you do on a daily basis, what I'd like you to do is just open your intelligent, your left brain awareness to what is it new? What is new today? Now, if it's just out in the country, it could be plants, it could be crops that are growing, anything like that. I don't care what it is. Just be aware of something new and different where you are each and every day. That's the first step. It's a very simple step, but it's going to tune you into becoming more aware psychically. Because
hey, I have the weirdest dreams.
Huh?
I have the weirdest dreams.
Okay, we can go into one of them if you like, but the weird dreams are usually attention getters. Okay, they're usually
okay,
not the subconscious.
Can
go
you
ahead,
hear me now?
Tell me one. Go ahead. Tell me why.
Okay. One of my dreams is I'm looking down on a tapestry of cross threads. Like there's thousands of threads.
Right.
And they're multicolored, like colors
yes.
of the rainbow.
Rainbow, right.
And
right.
I have the choice of picking an area, and that's where I go.
Yep. Okay. And you think that's weird? It's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is the tapestry of life. Okay. You are in tune on a higher level. You are actually choosing things. It's called the tapestry of life, believe it or not. And it is a common theme in many people's lives. Usually they see it. And if you look close, you will see that on those colored threads, you're one of those colored threads. And then
I'm colored red?
Also, yeah. Every life that we have weaves is a part of that tapestry of life. We weave our own lifetime. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's very wonderful. A lot of people would wish they could have that visualization, and the fact that you can choose where you want to go is simply telling you that through your free will, you can choose the kind of life that you want to have, where you want to be, what you can do. You can open up your own being, in other words, okay?
Well, I kind of had a feeling it was about
life.
Date and time, so...
Pardon?
I had a feeling it was about a time and a date that where I was going to go, so I kind of had a feeling in the back of my head that's what it was.
Do you have this as a repeated dream?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the date and time?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Whatever I pick, it's either the first feeling I get is either it could be in the future or it could be in the past. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's kind of neat.
And so, what do you choose, and what happens after you choose?
Well, it seems that the dream goes to that area.
Okay. And you
and
have
that's
fun?
It. That's all I can remember.
How
it just stops
for
right
you.
There.
I'm very frustrating. Okay. I'm laughing because I think it's adorable, frankly. Yeah, I think that you are having out-of-body experiences as well. This is a tapestry of life. It is your mind's way of breaking through and telling you you can choose to do anything you want in this life. You can be anything you want. And you are actually doing it. I also have a feeling there's another level to this in that you are in an alternate reality where you are actually doing this and having experiences in a different reality altogether.
How do I make it last?
It does last.
All right.
It doesn't go away. It's always there. Ask yourself, consciously ask yourself as you go to sleep, to keep an awareness of your dreams, to become more aware of your particular dreams, and ask your conscious memory to remember more about it. You also should be able to make this into a lucid dream. Do you know anything about lucid dreaming?
Yes. I know what a lucid dream is, but I have to pick an object and I have to think about it, concentrate on the object, and then it will tell me that I'm dreaming. And then I can choose which way I want to go with it.
You can. You can just become aware you're dreaming. You know how it's it seems to me you're working too hard on that one. All you have to do is think about it and ask yourself to remember to make this a lucid dream, okay?
Oh, fantastic.
You're having a
Thank
wonderful,
you.
Rich life in your dream world. I think that's fabulous. And you can have it in your waking life here if you so choose. As I said, just make yourself more aware of everything that's going on in your life, okay?
Okay.
Whether it's flowers or things, be more mindful of what you are doing.
I see flashes every once in a while, a corner of my eye.
Pardon?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome. Have fun. And
bye.
Thank you for sharing. Bye-bye. Oh, I just love things like this. What fun. I have so much fun when I have an interaction with my listeners and with you all out there. It's Okay, we're back on air now. I'm sorry. Somehow we got caught off the air, so I apologize. We have time for one more call if somebody wants to call in. If not, I can continue to talk about things, but we do have time for another lifetime or another dream request or whatever you'd like. I have so much fun when I talk with my listeners, and I just love the interactions that we have here. And it's really always a joy to be honest with you. This isn't work for me. This is fun and have play and have fun for me. So if you want to call in, we just have about 6 more minutes. Next week, as I said, we're going to have Renette, and she is just such a wonderful, wonderful person, a very gifted psychic, a woman who's come through a great deal of suffering to find her way into giving more of herself and developing her skills. And one of the things that we tend to wonder about is why, in order to grow spiritually, we seem to end up having to suffer. We don't really. It's just the way we see things in our lives, the way we filter it. We don't really have to suffer unless we want to. And that's what this gentleman said, and I'd like to tie it in that way, is that he had the ability to choose a place or a time and to go there. And on another level, although I didn't tell him, on another level, that is a form of being infinite in that all things are going on at all times. And he is experiencing timelessness or that which is outside of time or life itself as it is ongoing in the universe, because we are not tied to this time and place, but indeed are living in multiple lives, multiple dimensions, and at the same time. And it is just one way of experiencing that particular quality or reality or dimension. So his dreams were really multi-dimensional with layered meanings, as many dreams are. Although there are dreams which are just quite frankly, as Charles Dickens said in A Christmas Carol, a bit of undigested potato. They are due to foods that we've eaten and our injured inner turmoil from indigestion. And so one should be careful what one eats, especially before going to bed. But I think it's just absolutely wonderful when people can share their dreams and share lives like this. It's, to me, it's just the most fascinating gift that I can receive and share with others on the radio. Anyway, part of what we are trying to do here in our life is to be the best human being we know how to be and to give of ourselves to others. And I want to start back with love yourself. Please do. Love yourself, honor yourself, respect yourself, praise yourself. Know that you are a part of God and you are worthy and deserving of all love and all praise and all glory. Take care of yourself and those around you. And if you do that, you're going to find yourself in an extremely happy and healthy relationship with not only yourself, but with everyone else in your life. And it is a wonderful life to be. I cannot tell you how much I would wish you all to be happy and to be healthy and to be whole, because that is my desire for everyone. Moving forward, we are going to have some other wonderful guests this summer and work around holidays and so forth. And I am looking forward to sharing a lot of what I'm continuing to learn with you all. As I learn it, I want to turn around and share it with you, because knowledge not shared is knowledge lost. And I don't want to be responsible for losing wisdom and knowledge if I can help it. I am enjoying learning as I go along. I am enjoying reading the books that I read and to bring the information to my listeners in the world. And, you know, that's pretty cool. I never thought I'd ever say I have listeners around the world, but I do. And it is so cool. You have no idea how tickled I am when I hear where you are from and places where I've been or places where I'd love to go. You know, it just warms my heart, you know, to think that, hello, one day I might be able to be in that area and to see and enjoy that country and that area of the country that you all are from. I am an armchair traveler, but I just love hearing about where you are from and what you are doing. I love hearing about you also and what is happening in your life, and if I can make your life easier or more joyous, more comfortable, more of an awareness that you can live in happier lives each and every day, then this is what I would like to do. So I am basically here to serve you through this medium and to play and have fun and to enjoy life to its fullest and participate in the tapestry of life with all of you. And I thank you so much for all that you do for me when you call, because you do things, you do make my heart happy when you call in, and you do make me feel as though I am helping you out, and it is an important gift that I give that I also want to give time after time. So at any rate, I hope for all of your sakes that you will play and have fun, have a wonderful, wonderful week, enjoy yourselves wherever you are, and I look forward to talking to you next weekend with Lynette. God bless you and have a very, very happy holiday. Bye-bye.